We are live for episode 4 of Gunslingers from the Dennis Beverly Podcast Studio. I'm your host, Brennan Byrne, here with my co-host, A.R. Boyd.
Bear down.
Maybe one day I'll feel confident saying one pride to start the podcast.
Yeah, that was the first time I was confident in saying that in a while. And I'm not. They're not going to do good this week, but...
Who do they play this week?
Dallas.
That, I don't know. That could be an interesting one.
Yeah, we'll see how our offensive line holds up. But yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm still happy from the Patriots win. It's one of the best
ride
games.
That high.
Yeah, that's one of the best games I've seen in a while from a Bears team, and I'm just gonna ride that for the rest of the year, no matter what.
I don't know if we're gonna really talk about much of the last week's matchups, but let's talk about the Bears and Patriots a little bit because that was an unexpected outcome, I think.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, the Bears looked like the better team. Like, they were more prepared. They beat him in all three facets of the game, a Bill Belichick team. Even got him on special teams, which is hard to do against the Patriots.
It was really the complete opposite outcome of what I expected.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, same here. I thought the Bears were going to get destroyed. Then, you know, we went up 10, was it 10-0? Yeah, 10-0. Then Bailey Zappe came in, 14 unanswered. And I started to question myself. I thought we were going to lose it. But props to the coaches, halftime adjustments, they kept it going, and Bailey Zappe did not zap us to death.
Yeah. As soon as he came in, I was like, it's over. This is where the tide turns.
Yeah, they just had those two huge electric passes, the one touchdown and the one huge catch by Davante Adams, and I'm just like, no, this is not good. This is not good at all.
It's like a four-play drive and then a three-play drive, right? And some touchdowns at the,
Yep. But thankfully, our defensive line, man, they batted down like 6 or 7 balls, and that was very impressive. So I guess the Patriots just got to work on throwing over the line.
You don't want to question Bill Belichick ever.
No.
Because he's Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he's built his reputation.
But I don't understand his handling of the quarterback situation.
I would agree. I would not have taken Mac Jones out unless he could not have physically played. Yeah.
Either he shouldn't have been out there or he should have just finished.
Agree. Don't take a quarterback out in the middle of a game.
And he's getting booed to start the game.
Not a good look.
They're NFL players, so I don't know how much to read into it, but confidence is very important for a quarterback.
Oh, 100%, yes.
And getting booed and then getting pulled by your Hall of Fame coach, that can't be
no. Good. Then after the game, Bill Belichick, I think, went up to Mac Jones and said, hey, we might make a change going forward that's permanent.
Man. They made the playoffs last year.
I know. He did great. He was the best rookie quarterback last year. And now, I don't know. I guess it's just his turnovers. And I mean, he's not fully healed, obviously. It was like, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
A high ankle sprain that usually takes at least 6 weeks.
There have been rumors that he's not a fan of the system change.
Oh, I don't blame him. Yeah, so it's the garbage
maybe
offense.
You know, Zappe is, he's a rookie. It's his first year in the league. He's just along for the ride.
Oh, yeah.
Max a little bit more upset about it. So maybe just Bailey Zappe being willing to just play the cards.
Just go out there and sling it. Yup. I think Matt Patricia likes Zappe a little bit more too. But hey, you know, who knows? This could mean that the Colts have a new quarterback next year in Mac Jones.
Yeah, the Colts, or maybe he finds his way into San Francisco where he was meant to be.
I could see that, yeah. San Francisco, if Trey Lance does not recover fast or doesn't pan out.
But I don't want to talk about the losers, though. This is the Bears' time to shine.
This is the Bears. You know, I'm happy. I'm excited. I hope they can at least put up half the effort they did. Or at least Justin Fields continues on what he just built off that game. And I will be happy. I don't even care about the W's. Just if Justin Fields continues to improve, I will be a happy man.
I think the beginning of the season, that is what we talked about, that you didn't really need to have a winning season, but you just wanted to see some growth from him.
Yeah, you just need to see a little growth from your quarterback just so... I don't know. It's the Bears. We've been searching for a quarterback the whole history of the franchise. So it was just exciting to see. Exciting to say the least.
It did seem like earlier in the season they were afraid to let him be himself. And now maybe they're easing into that. So hopefully that trend continues.
Yes, I would like that. And they actually called some good quarterback design runs.
And he's electric once he starts taking off.
Oh, yeah. When he actually he's an electric runner. Let's just say that. He's an athlete.
And he has the arm talent, too. He might need to find some accuracy, get improved there. But he has the arm talent to be...
Yeah, he has the arm talent, arm strength. He just needs to release it a little bit quicker and get those accuracy down on those high throws. But, yeah, I mean, I brought it up a little bit earlier, the Colts. They went to a switch at quarterback. My guy, Sam Ellinger from Texas, will now be the starter over Matt Ryan, who has had just a pitiful end to his career. Just so sad to watch Matty Ice, former MVP, go out like that. But... You turn the ball over like four times a game, it's bound to happen.
I think 9 interceptions, 11 fumbles. He didn't lose all the fumbles, but, I mean, still fumbling 11 times is...
For the first 7 weeks is astronomically high. But, yeah, Sam Ellinger, you know, they got a terrible line, so I think he'll be able to create some... let's just say madness. I don't know if it's going to be good madness, but he'll create some madness with his legs.
He looked good in the preseason, too.
He did. I like Sam Ellinger, strictly because he went to Texas, but...
Oh, yeah, you are a Texas fan. I'm a Texas fan. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we were back for about 2 weeks this year.
That's every year.
That's every year, you know, joyful. My teams are so joyful to cheer on. All right, what do you want to move on to next?
We are entering week 8.
Week 8.
So I think maybe we take a look at how we're feeling about our preseason predictions.
Yikes, I think I only feel good about one of my picks, maybe two.
I say, I'm going to go through who is, if the playoffs started today, who would be in. There's some a couple of surprises here, I think. AFC, of course, the one seed would be the Bills. Two seed the Chiefs. Three seed the Titans, which is almost unbelievable.
I had them as my two seed coming in.
Really?
Yeah, in the beginning of the year.
Ravens 4, Jets 5, Dolphins 6, Chargers 7, Bengals would be out of the playoffs.
Dang. Bengals are just hitting their stride, though, so I wouldn't be too
worried. They're going to heat up. They're definitely going to be in the playoffs. And I think they're trending up, and the Chargers are trending down right now.
I would agree with that 100%.
We'll take a look at the NFC. Oof. Eagles first, of course. Vikings second. That's a bit of a surprise.
Seahawks at 3, baby.
That's a huge surprise.
Yes, it is.
Tampa Bay at 4 is surprising to me as well. They have the tiebreaker over Atlanta with head-to-head win percentage. Giants at 5, Cowboys at 6, and then the Rams at 7.
Yeah, you got Green Bay looking out. I love to see it. You got the 49ers looking out too. But yeah, I mean, that last spot's going to be, it's going to come down to the last game of the year, because we got multiple teams shooting for that spot right now at the 3-4 record.
So I had my prediction for division winner was NFC North Packers. That is not looking good.
I also had the Packers for the NFC North. Looks like it might be the Vikings of Minnesota.
The East, I think we both had the Eagles, right?
Yes, Eagles.
So that, I mean, the Cowboys could compete for that, but it's looking good for us right now.
Yes.
South, I had the Saints, and they are currently third in the division. So
yeah, I don't know. That one, they're going to need to claw their way up. I had the Bucks, and I don't know. I think it's either the Bucks or Atlanta right now, gets on track.
It's got to be the Bucks. I think the Bucks have to finish.
You would think so.
I mean, it's just Tom Brady. They got to figure it out, right?
I would hope.
And then NFC West, I had the Rams, and they're currently second behind the Seahawks, which I can't believe the Seahawks would end up actually at the top at the end of the season, but...
I still don't believe it. I still don't believe Geno Smith, but he's still making me look dumb. I also had the Rams, but their offense is not looking good.
They did seem to maybe get something with Allen Robinson before the bye week, so maybe they can continue that trend. The 49ers, of course, we haven't talked about this. They traded for Christian McCaffrey, so they're looking to improve their offense as well.
Yeah, it's a huge trade. That's like the first time Mike Shanahan's had like a elite running back. I think it'll work out very nicely if McCaffrey obviously can stay healthy.
I think we might see them once Elijah Mitchell comes back. Hopefully they try to keep McCaffrey fresh.
Oh yeah, I'm
sure they'll run him into the ground like the Panthers did at times.
They'll probably bring him out there for most of the passing plays and like outside handoffs and leave inside stuff to Elijah.
And then for the AFC, the North, I had the Bengals winning. I still think they'll end up taking the division.
I had the Ravens, but I agree at this point. I think the Bengals will probably end up getting it.
AFC East, I'm sure we both had the Bills, and that looks to be a lock at this point.
I would say the Bills are for sure lock.
South, I had the Colts, and that is not looking good.
No, not unless Sam Ellinger can be their success. But
I think they will find some more success with him. I mean, just at times last year, they looked like... an incredible team before they had that late season collapse.
Yeah, they really did. They went on like a 6-game winning streak. Defense looked awesome. They got the coach hired for the Bears, pretty much. Yes, I had the Titans then for that division, so that's looking out decent.
Yeah, they're going to take that one. I shouldn't have bet against Mike Vrabel. I don't know what I was thinking.
He's just a solid coach, no matter who's on his team.
And then the West, I had the Chargers.
I also had the Chargers, and that's not looking good at the moment. No. I believe the Chiefs are easily going to win that one. Then the rest are going to fight for a spot.
I might be out on Brandon Staley, but I'm going to give it a little bit more time. But anybody that wants to hire Joe Lombardi as your offensive coordinator can't be a smart guy.
Probably not. Then my final teams I had making it were the Bengals and the Broncos. And the Broncos aren't going to make it. Let's just say that. Broncos are not making it this year. Probably going to fire their coach at some time. I don't know if they're going to wait till after the year, but I would guess Hackett is gone.
You don't think there's any shot that they figure it out by the end of the year?
No.
It's hard at 2-5 to find your way in the playoffs, I think.
Yeah. They might go on like a couple game win streak, but it's too late for the playoffs, I believe.
My wildcard teams for the NFC were the 49ers, Cowboys, and Tampa Bay. So those are three teams that could make it in for sure. AFC, Ravens, Chiefs, Raiders. Raiders, I think they're a much better team than 2-4, so we could see what they do for the rest of the season, but 2-4, that's a tough start.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to sneak in there. They're going to have a better record than the Chargers, at least. And maybe the Bengals or the Ravens to even have a chance to make it in there.
Now, our Super Bowl was the same, right? Rams-Bills?
Rams-Bills, yes.
You had the Bills winning, though, right?
Yep.
I had the Rams repeating. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't even know if the Rams are going to make it there anymore. At this moment, it looks like the Eagles, and they just got better, trading for Robert Quinn. So their defensive line is even more stacked.
We both had a Rams-Eagles NFC Championship and both failed to pull the trigger on putting them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought they were too young of a quarterback, too young of a coach. Who knows? It's not playoffs yet. That might be true. Yeah,
there is a lot of season left. But they look incredible. And like you said, they are just continuing to try and improve the team.
Oh, yeah. I think the only team that could probably beat them right now is the Bills or the Chiefs.
Yeah, it seems highly improbable that a NFC team beats them in the playoffs.
Agreed.
They seem to be far and away the better team, the best team in the NFC.
Yes, I would agree. By far.
I mean, when you look and see the Seahawks are the third seed in the NFC, you got to know something screwy is going to go on there.
Oh, 100%, especially not even having Russell Wilson there.
Do you have your award winners?
Oh, yes, the preseason start award winners. Yeah, my MVP was Russell Wilson.
Oh, no.
And let's just say that's probably the worst MVP pick I could have made.
It was a swing. It was a big swing for sure, just because he had never won a vote.
Yeah, I thought he would actually cook, and he's not cooking.
I did not expect him to be this bad.
No, he's not even cooking with a microwave. He's using sticks and a fire.
It's been a brutal start.
It's terrible.
I had Josh Allen. That's an easy pick, and it seems like he would be the front runner right now, I guess.
I would give him the front runner for sure, yeah. Him, maybe Jalen Hurts, but Josh Allen's numbers are way better, passing-wise at least.
He's a stud.
He is. I wish I had
Coach of the Year, I had Doug Peterson. That is not going to happen.
Not going to happen, hey.
Yeah.
I had Nick Sirianni, so that might happen.
That's a good pick. That could happen. I was going to say maybe Brian Daboll, but Sirianni would be hard to vote against.
I would say Sirianni or Daboll are going to get it at this point.
Defensive Player of the Year, I had Micah Parsons. Did you have Parsons as well?
No, I had Myles Garrett, and he has not performed like he has. He had that car accident, took him out. I don't even know if he was out for a game after that, but he just hasn't lived up. The whole Browns team hasn't lived up
to say that entire defense is underperformed.
Yes, but Micah Parsons, he's definitely the number one right now, I would say, for Defensive Player of the Year.
Offensive Player, I had Justin Jefferson.
That's looking like a good pick. I had Jonathan Taylor, but he's been riddled by injuries on and off all season. But if he gets going in the second half, he might have a chance.
His slow start has been surprising. Like you said, he has had some nagging injuries. So,
yeah, I don't know. Who'd you have for Defensive Rookie?
Aiden Hutchinson.
How has he done?
He's been all right. He's really been good in spurts, though. He's basically had two really good games, and that's where all of his sacks have came from.
I gotcha.
I think Rookie of the Year would have to be Sauce Gardner or Tariq Woolen.
My pick was Sauce Gardner.
He's been incredible. He's absolutely been fantastic.
Yes, they might have found their Darrell Revis.
And then offensive rookie, I had Pickens.
Pickens, yeah, he hasn't got the touches.
No.
He hasn't got the touches. I had Dameon Pierce, which could be pretty good.
I think my front runner, if I had to pick one, would be Kenneth Walker. He's just come out on fire.
Yeah, if he continues his pace, he's for sure getting it. Then comeback player of the year. Who did you have? Did you pick Christian?
Yep.
Christian, that could pay off really good here, especially with that trade.
I'm trying to remember who else would even be eligible.
I had Michael Thomas, but he is injured again. So yeah, he
can't stay on the field, man.
No, maybe next year. Well, I'll pick him again. But yeah, Michael Thomas, I think he played the first or two games, and he's been out.
I mean, all in all, I think the prediction's pretty good.
Not terrible. I'm disappointed in my MVP pick, big time.
Yeah, but at the same time, you did know that you were taking a swing when you did it.
Yeah, I did know, yes.
It sucks that he's been so bad, but...
And he's just a weird person now. He just seems so weird on social media.
At least you didn't go for just the easiest pick like I did with Josh Allen.
Sometimes you just got to take the easy ones, though.
I think that is a good way to look at where we stand in the NFL season right now, though.
It's been a weird season.
Very weird.
I feel like every season's weird, but this one has just the teams, not as many good, solid teams through and through. Say there's about 4 to 5 good, solid teams. Then after that, it's a pretty good fall off.
I think after the Bills, Chiefs, and Eagles, it's a fall off.
I would agree. There's definitely a step down. Then I would have like probably the Bengals.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are trending that way, yeah.
Yeah, if they have consistent games like their last one, they're definitely being the top four. They're just scary. Their offense is scary good.
You want to take a look at this week's games?
Yeah, let's take it down and break it down. What is our Thursday? What is our tonight game?
Baltimore at Tampa Bay.
Ooh, both teams need this win. Yeah, Tampa both Bay teams desperate. Definitely needs it more, I would think. But I don't know. I'm going to take the Ravens because of their defense, but their defense hasn't been the normal Ravens defense, so I'm just going based on the past.
I'm also going to take the Ravens. I still think they're a very good team.
Me too.
But they've just been so weird at the end of games.
You said it, just weird ending to their games, which they actually finally did not end up giving up a fourth quarter blown lead last week. So good for them. Improvement. Next game, we got Denver and Jacksonville in the Poop Bowl, as I will name this one. The Toilet Bowl.
This is an early morning game that I will not be waking up for. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah. It's a London game. I love the London games.
Will not be waking up for that.
I'll be waking up just in time with my cup of coffee to watch two terrible teams play a hilarious game in London. I'm going to take, I don't know why, but I'm going to take Denver.
I'm going to take Jacksonville. I really can't explain why.
Yeah, this is just a toss-up game, really.
Denver's defense is best, definitely the best unit.
Mm.
So I don't know why I'm picking against that, but it's just such a weird game. If Russ plays, I might switch it to Denver, even though he has been terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. He's been working out. Did you see that? He was working out on the plane in between aisles while his teammates were sleeping on like the 12-hour flight.
Such a weirdo. He's the weirdest person in the NFL.
Yeah, then he got interviewed when he got off. He's like, my body, I just don't get jet lag. It doesn't affect me. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, you are weird.
I didn't see that.
You are so weird.
Well, did you see while we're talking about him, there was Russell... They were talking about Russell on Richard Sherman's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Marshawn Lynch was a guest.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this.
And they both said they do not have a direct line to Russell Wilson. Now, these guys won a Super Bowl together and can't contact Russell Wilson. Yeah,
exactly. Like, they were his vets, too. Like, he was a rookie, yeah. And they were all there. And they played together for, what, at least 6 years?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, I would say Legion of Boom was around for a while, and Marshawn left first. But, yeah, that's crazy. Like, I agree. I wouldn't, like, if you're not going to give me your phone number and we're teammates and you're my quarterback, I'm not going to reach out to you. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going through your agent to contact you. That's, I don't know. That's just, like, ego, I think, right there.
And that's, like, this is all speculation, but he's always had issues with offensive line play.
Mm.
Now, if you're this type of guy that's not giving your teammates your phone number.
Oh, yeah.
Do they really want to play their hardest for you?
No.
That's...
No.
That's a tough look.
And I've never seen Russell Wilson buy his offensive line any nice gift at the end of the year.
That's a good point. I can't remember that either.
I mean, maybe they don't deserve it, but maybe if true. You, maybe if true. You give them a nice little something, they'll work harder next year.
What's the next game here?
Carolina and Atlanta. Carolina pulled off a shocking upset over the Bucs last week. And I don't know. I don't think they're going to ride that momentum, though. I think Atlanta will be able to run the ball against Carolina and get the dub.
I'm going to take the Falcons as well. But I do have a stat for you.
Let's hear it.
P.J. Walker in their last game had 6 big-time throws on 22 attempts per PFF. That's more than Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill, Tua, Davis Mills, Mariota, or Matt Ryan have all season.
Attaboy, not afraid to throw the ball. I love a quarterback like that.
Now, I don't think he'll continue to be like that.
Probably not.
But, I mean, what a game.
Respect for P.J. Walker.
And then your Bears at Dallas.
At the Cowboys. You know, before the Patriots game, I would say this is going to be a blowout. But I still think the Cowboys will win. They'll still pull it out, but I think it'll be a closer game. The Bears make good second half adjustments, and as long as we can keep Parsons contained to like maybe 2 sacks, we might have a chance, but I'm going to end up saying the Cowboys are going to win.
I was really trying to pick the Bears to win this, but I just kept coming back to Michael Parsons.
Yep. Same here. And I think Dak will probably get back on track. The next game, we got your Detroit Lions taking on Miami Dolphins.
Man, I'm fed up with Dan Campbell. I got to be honest. I wanted to like him.
I do too. I think everyone wanted to. Everyone still wants to, but he's just not given any proof to why.
Yeah, I think he might be a dumbass. And them being 1-5 and the Giants being 5-1 or what's their record?
Yeah, 5-1.
5-1. It just doesn't make any sense.
No.
You need to steal a win, and they've been in so many close games and just can't close it out. There's been no improvement by really anybody. Maybe a couple guys on the defense, I guess.
Is it that rookie start now, Rodrigo? Or has he always started since this year? I just know he's
He was starting. He still is. He's all right, I guess. But
they just hyped him up in that HBO Hard
Knocks.
Yes, yes. So he was like, my God, I'm like, yeah, that dude's a dog.
I mean, I like him a lot. But, I mean, really, Jeff Okuda's been the guy.
Yeah, Jeff Okuda.
Actually, I have a Jeff Okuda stat as well that I just forgot about.
Like, even based on Detroit's roster, they should have it more than one win. Like, they don't have a terrible roster. You guys got talent. It's just something's not clicking.
So Jeff Okuda had 15 tackles in last week's game.
That is too many for a cornerback to have.
He's the only NFL cornerback since at least 1994 to produce a game with 15 total tackles and a tackle for a loss.
I was going to say, that's way too many tackles for your cornerback to be getting. That means you're... Runners are just getting past that line of scrimmage.
Yeah, everybody's getting into the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. He made those tackles, but he should not have to make 15 tackles a game.
He does seem like he's actually going to be a big-time player, so that's good to see.
I hope so.
He's one of the guys.
He was phenomenal at Ohio State.
But all that said, I have to take the Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins. They're explosive.
They're an explosive team, like you said. When they have a quarterback finish the game, they haven't lost yet, right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, when the same quarterback starts, finishes, they haven't lost. Next game is the Arizona Cardinals and the Minnesota Vikings, opposite weather franchises. I have circled down that I'm taking the Vikings, but I want to go Cardinals for some reason, and I don't know why.
I am going to go Cardinals.
All right, I'm going to go Vikings then.
It just seems like 5-1, the Vikings are due for a loss.
I would agree.
And at 3-4, the Cardinals are due for a win. I don't really have any better analysis than that. It's just one of those things you watch football enough. Like, something has to give.
Yeah. And it just, the Vikings don't look like a 5-1 team.
No.
They've played some.
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
They're not 5-1 team. No. Yeah.
I'd say they're like a wild card team, but they'll probably end up winning the North. Then up next, we have Las Vegas and the Saints. I probably won't watch this game because it won't be on anywhere, but I'm going to take the Raiders. They've been looking good the last few games, and the Saints are kind of just a mess right now.
I'm also going to take the Raiders. They look like they're improving. The Saints' secondary, it was supposed to be a strength, and it's been terrible. I think we're going to see Davante Adams, and I think Darren Waller is going to come back, so they could have some big games.
Yeah, Raiders for sure. Especially if Waller's coming back. He's a huge threat. Ooh, then we got a nice division matchup here. New England Patriots versus the Jets. This will actually be a competitive game for the first time in many years.
Yes, we should. We haven't talked about the Breece Hall injury. He's out for the season.
Yes, but they did get James Robinson in a trade that same day.
And he does have star potential.
Yes, and they still have Michael Carter, who I think is a good power back as your backup out of North Carolina.
So they still have a decent 1-2 punch. They also lost Elijah Vera Tucker, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they've lost both of their left side starters this year so far. Because I'm pretty sure Mekhi Becton, I think is his name, was their left tackle that they lost earlier this year.
Yep.
But I'm still going to, you know what, I'm going to take the Jets over New England until they get that whole quarterback thing figured out.
I'm going to take the Jets as well. I kind of just because I want to see that happen.
Yes, me too.
Typically, I would just take the Patriots because it's the Patriots and Bill Belichick hates the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
But they just have not shown to be a good team.
No, they're either on or they're off. Then the next game, the Battle of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh versus Philly, and I don't think it's going to be a battle this year. I think it's going to be a blowout by the Eagles, the Birds.
I think so as well. I do think there's a universe where the Steelers steal one, though, just because Mike Tomlin is their coach, but I don't think that's the universe we're living in.
No, and I don't think Pickett's the guy. Yeah, Pickett, I don't think he's going to be good. Sorry, Pittsburgh fans. Philly wins.
Then Tennessee at Houston, a division matchup. The Titans have to take this, right?
I would hope so, yeah. Just give the ball to Derrick Henry 30 times and a couple play actions with Tannehill, and this should be wrap it up.
I did not think the Texans would be... I didn't think they would compete for a playoff spot, but I did think they would be much better than they have been so far.
Yeah, I did too. It's not looking good for Lovie Smith in his second year, second or third time as an NFL head coach. I forget if he went anywhere after Chicago or if he just went to... Tampa Bay. He went to Tampa for a little bit.
Oh, he was in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, before they got Bruce Arians.
And then he had the college stint with Illinois.
Yes. Now he's just known for his fantastic beard. Like every Houston Texans game, they literally just show Lovie Smith 100 times.
It is a great beard.
It is fantastic. I wish I had it. Next game, Washington Commanders versus the Indianapolis Colts, now led by Sam Ellinger.
It's a real shame we were robbed of a Carson Wentz revenge game.
Carson, oh my gosh, that would have been terrible to watch. Wentz versus Matt Ryan. At least now we got two like little small mobile quarterbacks, Heineke and Ellinger.
This is definitely a more exciting matchup than it would have been if Wentz and Ryan were still starting.
Oh, yes, 100%. I'm going to take the Colts.
I'm going to take the Colts as well. I think Sam Ellinger could just give them a little bit of a boost.
I do too. You know, I think he'll pass for over 200 and run for about 60 with two touchdowns.
I would love to see that because I am starting him in fantasy this week.
There we go. Got to have faith. Then we got another division matchup. 49ers are taking on the Rams. The Rams are looking to snap their 7-game regular season losing streak to the 49ers.
They struggle so mightily with San Francisco.
They just can't stop their run game in Debo.
And now they have McCaffrey.
Yeah, I'm going to go 49ers.
I'm going to take the Rams. It's one of those ones I can't really explain, but they are coming off a bye week. I still have faith in Sean McVay, but he does always struggle against Kyle Shanahan. I don't really understand it.
I don't either, yeah. And ever since Aaron Donald said he didn't know who Debo Samuel was that other year, Debo's just litting up that team.
He's a star.
He's fantastic. Next game we have, which will actually be a good game, Giants versus Seattle.
I'm just going to keep riding the Giants train.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going against the Giants, and I'm going to take Seattle. I'm going to take Geno Smith.
Something has to give eventually with those guys.
100%. Then what I'm considering the blowout of the week, the Bills over the Green Bay Packers.
I would love to sit down Sunday night and just watch Aaron Rodgers get pummeled.
Yes.
I want Von Miller in the backfield. I want some interceptions.
100%.
I need the Bills to blow them out.
Yes, by at least 21 points would be nice, but that's a large margin. Then, is this a Monday night game? Yeah, Monday night game. Cincy versus Cleveland, Battle of Ohio. Got a couple state battles going on this weekend.
I have to take the Bengals in this one.
Yeah, I am too. Cleveland's just a mess. They don't know what's going on defensively. They should be, honestly, on paper, they should be a top 10 defense, but they're probably a bottom 5 right now.
They look like they were trending towards being a top defense last season, and then I just don't know what happened. I don't know if they figure out Joe Wood's scheme, or I was gonna say
they have like the same defenders too. They didn't really lose anyone huge.
It's one of those, it's like football is just weird. Just sometimes you see a trend and then it just poof, it's gone.
I agree. Yeah. Do you think Stefanski? What's the coach's name? Cleveland?
Kevin Stefanski.
Stefanski. You think if they don't make the playoffs next year, he's gone?
I've been seeing calls for his head now.
Now. Yeah. I feel like you got to give him at least one season with Deshaun.
Yeah, I think they'll see how Deshaun, if when Deshaun comes back, they still are terrible, I think he could be gone.
I can see that too, yeah.
And I'll be honest, if he does get fired, fire Dan Campbell and bring Kevin Stefanski to Detroit, please.
Yeah, speaking of Deshaun, he just got arrested or pulled over for doing a very fast speed in a non.
I did not see that.
He was going like 90 miles per hour in like a, I'm going to say probably a 70 mile or a 55 or something.
He's notoriously a law-abiding citizen.
Oh, yeah. He loves tiptoeing those lines.
I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah, I think it was a couple days ago.
Wow.
I just saw it briefly pop up. I'm like, ah, nice. Attaboy.
And then Chiefs and Chargers on a bye this week.
That's good. Chargers need a bye.
Yeah, they need to work some things out.
And I would say the Chiefs already won the bye week by getting Kadarius Toney from the Giants. That's a huge W. That's more speed and another wide receiver for Mahomes. For only, I think they gave up, what, a third and a sixth round pick? Yeah.
I had not even thought about that, too. They get him before the bye week. They're going to have a week with him to get him set and ready to play.
Yep, learn the playbook, and then his injury, air quotes, will be gone by then.
I think he already tweeted that he's healthy now.
Attaboy. I don't even know why. I mean, Giants weren't terrible. I guess he just didn't like the schemes.
It's similar to what's going on with Elijah Moore and the other New York team.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's been there for
games,
a year.
But they're just, wide receivers.
Wide receivers, exactly. Do you want to do a quick power rankings and caller?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I'll just go through mine. You want to start from the first or the bottom?
That's up to you.
All right, yeah, we'll start at the top. My number one, I got the Eagles.
I have the Eagles as well.
Two, Bills.
Same.
Chiefs.
Yep.
Then at four, I had the Giants at the moment.
Ooh, I have the Cowboys and then the Giants at five.
Yes, I put the Vikings at five. Then number six, I had the Cowboys.
I have the Bengals at six.
Yeah, Bengals I put down a little farther and I'm kind of regretting now. Then seven, I got the Dolphins.
I had the Vikings there at seven.
Eight, I got the other New York team, the Jets, which is, I got them above the Bengals, but that's okay.
I have the Titans above the Jets at nine.
Okay, then I got the Bengals coming in at nine.
I have the Ravens at 10.
I have the Titans at 10, and I got the Ravens at 11.
The Seahawks there at 11.
I got the Seahawks at 12.
Oh. I have the Niners there at 12. I'm going to put the Dolphins there at 12 and then the Niners at 13.
Okay, nice. 13, I had the Chargers. Not super confident about it, but that's where they are.
I have the Rams at 14 and then the Raiders at 15.
Same.
And my Chargers fall there at 16.
16, yeah, I had the 49ers at 16 then. Then the Packers I have coming in at 17.
I have them a couple more down.
I
have the Cardinals at 17.
17, all right. I like yours better than already. 18, I got the Bucks.
I have the Bucks there at 18 as well.
19, I got the Commanders.
I have the Pats there at 19. That might be too high for them, honestly. But yeah. I think it's really just the name brand that the reason they're there.
I agree. Then 20, I had the Bears.
That's where I have the Packers.
All right, 21, I had the Falcons of Atlanta.
I have the Bears there at 21.
Hey, there we go. The Cardinals I had at 22.
22, I have the Falcons.
Falcons, yeah. I feel like the Cardinals and Falcons are kind of not the same team, but they look like the same team for some reason. Then 23, this is where I had the Patriots at.
I had the Saints there.
Saints. 24, I got the Colts.
Steelers for me.
Dang, that's okay.
A little high for them, probably. That's also maybe a name brand thing.
It's hard to put the Steelers down low, honestly. It just feels weird. Then the Jags I had at 25.
I had the Browns there.
Yeah, I had the Browns coming in at 26.
That's where I have the Colts and then the Commanders at 27.
Yes, I have the Broncos at 27.
They're my 28.
I got the Saints at 28. Then I got Detroit at 29.
Oh, okay. That's pretty, yeah. I think that's high. That's high. 20. I have the Jags there at 29.
Yeah, I just believe Detroit's much better than their record, and it's kind of starting to upset me that they only have one win, and I don't even like them. Then 30, I got the Steelers.
The Panthers there.
31 Panthers for me.
That's where I have the Lions.
And Texans.
Yep.
Texans are the worst team.
Not too far off.
No, I think them and the Panthers will be battling for that number one pick all year.
I think our biggest differences were me just putting the name brands a little bit higher than maybe they deserve.
Oh, yeah. Then I had the Bengals kind of low. Not too low, but like four or five positions lower than. I should probably, you know what? I'm going to switch the Bengals and the Vikings. I'm going to put my Bengals at four, then the Vikings at nine.
Yeah, their offense has just been, it looks like they're heating up.
Yeah.
Are some rumors about Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know if you've seen this
yet.
So he didn't practice today. And there, before he didn't practice today, there was a Reddit thread where a guy said he's friends with an orthopedic surgeon, mm-hmm. and that he did some work on the surgeon did some work on Ja'Marr Chase, and that he will be out for the season because of a hip injury.
What? I have not seen that at all.
And then Ja'Marr Chase didn't practice today. So Bengals Twitter is in a frenzy right now. I think it's probably BS, but the timing of that coming out on Reddit and then him not practicing is kind of scary.
Yeah, if he's out for the year, then that's a huge loss for them.
I think it has to be BS. It just seems like one of those things.
Yeah, I feel like it would, like someone else would have came out and said it if it was like a huge, I don't know, maybe no. Reddit though sometimes gets some stuff right.
There is some things there, yeah.
There's some devoted people on Reddit to finding out the truth. I respect the Reddit people.
Yeah, we have to say we respect the Reddit people. We don't want them coming after us.
Yeah, exactly. Power to you. Keep doing you, Redditors.
I think that's a wrap for episode 4.
It's a wrap. Week 8, we'll be coming at you with week 9 next week.